It's a hostile takeover of the U.S. government, and the left is using coronavirus to justify every bit of it. No one in the media or in corporate America is willing to call them out, and it's so badly needed right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Intel Podcast. I am Trish Regan, and if Dr. Anthony Fauci gets his way, these masks are never coming off, not even after herd immunity. And that's just fine with some lefties in the state of Oregon. They actually want to enact a new law to say everyone in the state is required to wear a mask so long as they determine it's necessary. Listen to Dr. Anthony Fauci here all over the airwaves on CNN, on NBC over the weekend to say that vaccinated people should still wear a mask to avoid inadvertently spreading the coronavirus or becoming sick themselves. Listen to him here with Chuck Todd on NBC.
However, what happens is that you might get infected and get absolutely no symptoms, not know you're infected, and then inadvertently go into a situation with vulnerable people. And if you don't have a mask, you might inadvertently infect them. Now, there's a small risk of that, but it's there. The other thing is that there may be variants that are circulating. We know.
He also said it's still possible for fully vaccinated people to contract the virus, something similar to what he said on CNN. You know, the problem with all this hysteria and all this fear right now, however, is that we do need to get back to work. We do need our economy to function. We do need to make sure every child is going to school, not on Zoom, but in person. So we need a strong economy to fight this thing. And we just can't wait around forever, Dr. Fauci. I mean, it's like he just wants to close us down for good. You know, I guess we can't wait around forever unless we're maybe in Michigan and we're Governor Whitmer, or we're in Oregon, right? Because in Oregon, a top health official now wants to indefinitely extend rules to require masks and require social distancing in all businesses in the state until they are, quote, no longer necessary to address the effects of the pandemic in the workplace. Oregon wants a permanent rule to prevent current restrictions from expiring. Can we just take a minute here to talk about what's really going on, why the left is doing all this, and why the media is so keen on it and corporate America is so afraid of it? I'll tell you what it is. It's what we call on Wall Street a hostile takeover. The hostile takeover of our country. I mean, the target in this case is not a company. It is our country. They want to pack the court. They want to spend trillions of dollars we don't have. They want to enact reparations. They want to tax anyone who earns money and give a basic income to those who don't. They want open borders. And it's so crazy right now that they even want to ensure their sort of global mandate through a global tax so that social programs can be offered throughout the world. They want no police. They want no gender. They want people canceled if you don't agree with all of this. But you know what? That's not where the country is right now. And that's not where the country is going to be. So if you ask me, all of this is going to backfire big time. Americans, we are too smart for this. And though the left was successful in making 2020 all about personality and no substance, I warned you, this is exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to shift away the focus, away from policy. Oh, it's just personality and he's just a nice guy. This is a nice guy that wants to take your money and take your children's money and your grandchildren's money. He wants to mortgage the entire country's future for his own political gain and his party's own political gain. Well, I'll tell you, it's not going to work. And I predict it will cause a mass exodus from the Democrat Party. It's got to. Next, you won't believe what they're talking about. That is infrastructure. Infrastructure has a very broad definition these days. No wonder everybody's looking to cryptocurrencies. I've got more on that, too, coming up. You got to appreciate the new definition of spending, right? Infrastructure spending, that is. The president's infrastructure proposal, well, now it includes a child care growth and innovation fund for another $25 billion for the construction and renovation of child care facilities. This is on top of the $400 billion he's proposing for elderly care, $213 billion for affordable housing projects. You know, a reasonable person might actually ask, do these things count as infrastructure? And a reasonable person would say, no, actually not really. These really aren't infrastructure programs. I mean, you really have to bend the definition, which is exactly what they're trying to do. You should have heard Brian Deese. I did that in the podcast the other day, head of the National Economic Council, trying to say, well, we got to redefine what infrastructure spending is. When it comes to socialist style spending, I'll tell you this, there is a total bankruptcy in logic. And that bankruptcy in logic, at least when it comes to dollars and cents, stems from greed. It stems from the desire for these leftists to create more power for themselves. And those who control the purse strings are controlling the country. So if they're controlling the money and they're keeping everybody just kind of down on the farm, right? You know, just keep them there, happy enough, but not prosperous, not with any ability to actually get ahead themselves. You just keep giving them handouts, just enough to keep them down. Then they succeed in ultimately creating much more power for themselves. But it's a disastrous route, and it's not in keeping with who or what our country is, or who or what our country wants to be, or frankly, what our country was founded on, right? I mean, we are a free nation that believes very much in the ability for each and every individual to prosper. We are a meritocracy. We can't become a socialist nation, which is exactly what they are trying to do. This is socialism. This is not liberalism. This is not the Democrat Party of the 1980s. This is socialism. And just take a look around the world. It never ends well. Never ends well. Which is why people who are smart are increasingly looking at cryptocurrencies. Why? Because they can't trust their own darn government right now. I mean, how do you protect yourself from a U.S. government that is out there trying to destroy the U.S. dollar effectively, whether they realize it or not? I wonder that sometimes. I'm like, does Joe Biden actually realize it? He's got to realize, right? I mean, he's been around this business long enough. He has to understand exactly what he's doing. He has to know the inflationary pressures he's putting on our economy, but he does not care. None of them care. You have a few people out there like Larry Summers raising their hand, doing the right thing, and the left tries to destroy them. Politico calling them the skunk at the coronavirus party because the Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, the former head of the National Economic Council under Barack Obama, dares to speak up and say, hey, guys, this doesn't make a ton of sense. They know what they're doing. I'm convinced they know what they're doing, and they don't care because, again, they will mortgage our future for the benefit of themselves politically today, which is why Dogecoin's going way up, Bitcoin's going way up, gold's going way up, oil's going way up. I predicted all of this. We're going to have some insights coming up next. You know, I always want to take my recommendations with a grain of salt. Remember, these are my opinions, but gosh, I'm pretty spot on in my opinions. I have a tendency, a premonition, shall we say, to call some of these things. For example, Roblox. Remember when I said buy Roblox? Because Roblox is incredible. The kids these days, they understand the currency of Roblox more than they actually understand the currency of the US dollar. Like, Roblox are actually meaningful to them. It's hugely popular, and it's going to continue being popular. I remember saying to everybody, go out and buy this at the IPO. And sure enough, it's doubled in price. And then some since then. The other thing I've been telling people to do, buy Bitcoin, because this is something that probably, before it's all said and done, is looking at next stop 75K, possibly even 100K, in my opinion, thereafter, because I think it's a phenomenal, first of all, idea, right? And I think people can get behind it because they're hungry for some kind of something, right? That is not prone to the whims of the U.S. government. And think about gold. I mean, this is what it historically has always represented for thousands of years. I still love gold, by the way, and especially in this inflationary environment. I did say buy gold, especially when it was down 9.5% in the first quarter. It's since been coming back. I expect next stop 1800. We could be on our way. We shall see all the way to 2000. But there's a lot to support gold in this environment. Bitcoin, though, it's attractive because it's a kind of gold for investors. It's a kind of place, right, what you can invest in. I don't think it's a currency just yet. I will say that. I mean, Jim Cramer's saying how he took $500,000 out to pay his mortgage. By the way, it wasn't such a great deal because it's gone up a lot since then. That's the struggle. That's the challenge, if you would, with Bitcoin, because it's so volatile, you can't actually use it as a currency. But it's neat to think about a product, an investment that is not as prone to the whims of our central bank. Dogecoin is another one. Now, Dogecoin is interesting because it has an infinite supply, right? The supply is going to keep bigger, getting bigger and bigger as long as people want it, unlike Bitcoin. So that's one of the key differences. But Dogecoin is just taken off. I mean, people love it. Certainly the meme, right? Elon Musk on Friday tweeted out a picture of a dog barking at the moon. The dog, of course, being the Dogecoin, D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N. Dogecoin has gone from just like 0.02 cents to 32 cents. And a lot of people believe it's heading for a dollar. So these are, Dogecoin's more of like a fun thing that people are kind of just trading in is a little bit of a whim. Bitcoin is something that's pretty remarkable and I think will be here for a long time. Gold, of course, has already been here for thousands of years. So I still like it. I like it in this inflationary environment. I like a lot of commodities, right? I've been saying buy oil because oil prices will go higher as the economy recovers, and the economy is recovering on a global basis as we kick this virus to the curb. And so you will see demand for oil pick up. Just in the last CPI report, Consumer Price Index report that came out last week, you saw that energy prices were up 9.1%. So this is tied into a few things. You've got one, an improving economy, which creates more demand. You've also got a weaker U.S. dollar that I believe is going to keep on getting weaker. And so because the commodity oil is priced in dollars, well, you're going to need more dollars, right, to buy that oil. So that has an inflationary effect. The other thing going on is that because our Federal Reserve is so accommodative right now and has indicated they will stay accommodative until 2024, you want to be invested in the market. You want to be invested, well, until you can't be invested anymore, right? Because I do believe that this is the makings of a bubble. This has all the hallmarks of it, complete with an overly aggressive and active Federal Reserve. Watch the Treasury market. I'm going to keep watching it for you because when that 10-year starts to creep up, then you need to start to get worried. But right now, it's my belief that it's game on. That traders are going to continue to remain very, very bullish. The shorts keep getting squeezed. This is the kind of environment we're in. And again, it has a lot to do with the government right now and this insane spending. But so long as they're completely insane, you might as well capture some of that upside. This was my biggest frustration. I've said this before about the Obama-Biden years because you had too many people with assets, right, participating in equity markets that were benefiting from aggressive Fed policy, but your average worker really didn't see much benefit to what was going on. And it was a really long haul with less than 2% annualized growth during those 8 years. So I want people to be invested right now, carefully and diversified in these markets, but you need to partake in this rally if you're going to partake in this upside. So keep that in mind. Look for some good ideas. I've given you several. You can go to my Facebook page. By the way, I just started a private Facebook group where we share some of these ideas. It's Trish Regan's private group. And you'll see a lot of my themes there, whether it be Bitcoin, whether it be gold, whether it be oil. I do think inflation is coming. I'm pretty convinced of that. It's already here, frankly. So invest accordingly. And I will see you right back here tomorrow.